from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Love this compliment from the Franklin Franklin Injury Attorney text line from the 817. Y'all make doing house chores so much more fun. LMAO. Thank you very much for that.
Tips are welcome.
Oh, my goodness. That might be payola.
If you could just look at this screen real quick and answer a couple questions.
If you want to hit us up on the Twitch, on the YouTube, would love to hear from y'all as well. Thank you very, very much for participating in the show. Also, question, Corey, that you have posed. How long do you think you could be trapped in an elevator and keep your sanity?
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I'm sure
5 minutes.
I'm sure we'll talk about this some more with Mickey, but Chargers players for, I believe, about 2 hours got stuck in a hotel elevator on Friday. And Justin Herbert was one of the, quote, 11 or 12 players part of it. All right, let's get Mickey involved straight away in this conversation. Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Sorry, I'm kind of out of rhythm here.
That's okay. You're also in your preseason. I get it. How long do you think you could stand being trapped in an elevator with 11 or 12 people?
I don't know, about 2 hours.
Yeah. And do you like that Jim Harbaugh decided to turn this, what could have been very unfortunate, into an opportunity to praise Justin Herbert by saying, yeah, I heard he was like a really good leader in that situation and kept everybody calm.
And then he said he wished that he would have been on the elevator for 2 hours.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, is your life at jeopardy when you're in there 2 hours?
Yeah, here's why I think it is, Mick, because my concern is not being trapped in the elevator, though I do understand, Corey, if you have claustrophobia. My concern is getting cut in half when you try to get off the elevator, especially if it's not level and they want you to climb out. Look, I might be watching the wrong movies. Yes. I'm not sure what it is, but I would be exceedingly concerned that I'm going to get chopped in half. Your thoughts?
Did they go out the side or the roof?
They went out the roof. So that's a different deal. And that's where I would be okay with that. It's when you see it's like stuck halfway between the floor and they're like, here, let's just crawl out. We can pull you out. No, pass. I will stay in the elevator until we come up with a different plan.
So do you think they put them in some sort of saddle and yanked them up?
Yes, I do. That is exactly.
I was going to say, I'm not tall enough to go out the roof, you know?
Oh, no.
Well, you would have to be first then. And that, like, they would have to lift you up. Yeah.
Me, right?
Yeah.
It feels unlikely that the police officers and the fire rescue would come down and be like, oh, sorry, sir. You're too short. We can't help you out. That feels like that wouldn't happen, right?
Just get on my shoulders.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So shout out to Dallas Fire and Rescue. For helping get that done. And shout out to Justin Herbert for keeping everybody calm.
There you go. That's the quarterback's job.
That's right. That's right. Now, I had two specific roster questions for you. And you might say it's not as simple as this person over this person. But I was curious, does it feel right now and after the game like it's Ryan Flournoy over Jalen Cropper and Deuce Vaughn over Royce Freeman? Or is that
yes on both.
Okay. Okay.
I think Flournoy, what he did in
Flournoy,
the way they want to pronounce it, the last two games and what I saw in training camp, he was more consistent. Cropper has showed up in practice a little bit in the games, but I think Flournoy was more consistent day to day to day and making big plays, by the way. So, and he had being a, what was it, sixth round draft choice?
I believe that is correct.
Off the top of my head. Anyway, he's got that going for him also. So I figured six of the eight draft choices were going to make this team.
And then, so at receiver, how deep are you going with that then?
Six,
okay. All right.
Does that automatically mean probably just three tight ends then?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh.
And I think that, I think what you're looking for, so obviously Ferguson, Schoonmaker is kind of a Ferguson starter kit type guy. They're kind of the same. So my third guy has to give me a different dimension. And from what I've seen in training camp, I think John Stevens has a heck of a lot of talent. He just needs some more experience, but I don't want somebody else to pick him up from me. So I think I would keep John Stevens as the third.
All right.
With the hope of getting Brevin Spanford around to the practice squad.
Through the practice squad and probably Princeton Fant too.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Mickey, how much does the Deron Bland injury affect their, like, that's a big monkey wrench right here at the end of camp.
Significant. Yeah. I mean, think about it. You've got your, well, I don't know how we're going to consider top corner one or 1A, whatever, but, you know, let's remember Trayvon Diggs hasn't played in a football game since what, the second week of last season?
Yeah.
And we know about the ACLs, right? Not everybody returns immediately to Pro Bowl form, but he's one. Jordan Lewis is two. And now you're probably going to have a rookie, Kalen Carson, as your number three. Now, I probably could live with that, but I'm one injury away from being in trouble.
Yeah.
Because they got really no experience for the fourth guy now. You know, Kalen Carson was going to be the fourth. And you say, okay, that's good. But now he's starting. So there's always a trickle-down effect when you lose a starter, right? Who's the next guy up? And I think, you know, they've got to keep an eye on the waiver wire to find maybe somebody that's played, maybe started a game that gets released because they got replaced on a roster. But if you can find a guy like that to be your fourth, because other than that, it's probably Josh Butler or Eric Scott. And those were the two guys that were running with the second team at the cornerback positions.
Would you lean towards Eric Scott or tough to say?
That one's tough to say. I thought Eric Scott got off to a slow start in training camp, and then he picked it up. And I thought Josh Butler was a little bit more consistent.
Okay.
But again, yeah, that's like, you know, choosing flavors of ice cream at this point.
Pineapple guava is my new favorite ice cream, yeah, from Churn and Bake. If you ever get a chance to check that out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is Mickey, is Josh Ball a guard? Like, he's played better at guard than I've ever seen him play at tackle.
Yeah, I think you're right, but at least he has some experience at tackle.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for, you know, flexibility, then I think it's him over Willetsko. And, in Willetsko, I've never seen, or they haven't used him hardly at all on at left tackle. So if he's just a right tackle, Awesome Richards at this point is my backup swing tackle. And we're talking about another position where that doesn't give you much experience at that position, which is another one that I think they've got to keep an eye on the waiver wire. If they can just find somebody with, some experience that have played in games, maybe started a couple games in their careers, because, you know, the backup swing tackle is sort of like the backup quarterback. You just don't get that many snaps in practice. And so it's hard to continue to improve. You kind of got to know it. And you're, banking on a guy that barely played other than probably, end of games when the games were over. So that's another position I think they've got to keep their eye on the waiver wire.
The other name that I did not expect to make an impact on me was Buddy Johnson. That dude right there, like, your linebacker room, Mickey, I thought you were depleted there in this offseason, and slowly but surely they've made that linebacker room look pretty good.
Yeah, to the point where you're going to have a trouble cutting that room, right?
Yes.
Are you counting Micah as a linebacker or a defensive end?
I guess I thought of him on the line, but I definitely understand your question.
So, you've got your health providing, right? Kendricks, Clark, Overshown, Leofau's going to play quite a bit. Are we talking Micah or get Buddy Johnson on there? Damian Wilson, I thought, kind of stood out at the little bit of time that he got to play. And then the other guy that they got to, I think, make a tough decision on is Willie Harvey. The guy that led the UFL this last year in tackles, and he was working with the second team. And when they got low at starters at linebacker, he got some first-team snaps. So it'll be interesting to see how they cut down that position also.
Can I ask you then, and I'm not saying this is the way it's going to play out, but if it came down to you and it was Willie Harvey versus Damian Wilson, like, which direction would you go, you think?
I probably, because I think either one of them probably makes the practice squad, gets cleared, and then you have the ability to, call that guy up, three times. And so I think it would come down to, if it was that, which guy can I get through waivers, and which guy is going to help me most on special teams. I think I don't know that Damian Wilson has a big market value out there around the league, since he's basically was out all last season. The Cowboys picked him up at the end of the year as insurance at linebacker going into the playoffs. So if you're looking at continuing to develop young guys, I think, maybe Harvey, you want to keep a young guy and help him develop, but also help on special teams.
Excellent stuff. Look forward to talking with you tomorrow. I know the cut down time isn't till 3:00. But I'm sure
to do it at 3:30.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a lot happening throughout the day. I have no doubt, Mick.
Right. Got to stay on Twitter, right?
That's right. I'm sure you love it. We'll catch up with you tomorrow, good sir.
Okay, guys. Take care.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, I want to circle back to something that we were talking about, because I felt very judged by you guys. You do not have a fear of being cut in half by the elevator.
It's not my first fear. Okay. My first fear on the elevator, Kevin, is just being there and being like not feeling like I can't get out of the elevator. I would be the first person to crack whatever it is above, like open that door, that panel, because I want to be able to breathe. And so I want that. I want to know that there's something else out there and I'm not just going to get squeezed in this little box of emotions. That would be terrifying. So, but I have seen what you've seen and I have seen people get cut in half on movies and magician shows.
I have one more question about
Chris
that.
Angel.
Yeah.
Do you ever have an irrational fear that when you walk into the elevator, you'll accidentally drop your cell phone and it'll fall in that
right
little
between that
slit,
little crack? Yes.
And it will be gone forever. I realize it has to go somewhere, but in my mind, it's gone forever.
Are you afraid that the doors will shut fast on you? Is that some,
for whatever reason, I'm not.
Okay. So you're not like when you go to the grocery store, you're not walking in going, man, I got to jump through these doors real quick.
But I do try to keep my phone in my pocket when I get on the elevator because I'm afraid that I will drop it and it will slide into like, I don't know, cell phone elevator abyss. And if I ever got stuck in an elevator that was in between floors and they're like, hey, just slide out, I would have to really think about who's asking me to just slide through.
Why?
Because they might be plotting my downfall.
Wow. So if it's me going, hey, go ahead, man.
You can put on my tombstone, I should not have trusted Corey, because I think I would. I would trust you in that instance.
You should trust me. Everything's going to be fine, man. Right. When have I ever led you astray? I'm serious. I don't think there's one time where you can go, you know what, Corey? That was a bad decision.
You might be right.
Thank you.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You know what? I might have another question at some point because I've already seen both sides of these come in. Is some people saying they're mad at CD? More people saying that they're mad at Jerry? I'm curious what the breakdown is because it appears as though most Cowboys fans feel as though they have to be mad at somebody that CeeDee Lamb is not here just yet.
One Nate Wood texted us, Kevin.
He's not a real person.
And he said, high school football stadiums always scared me. The elevators are always so sketchy.
So the very last high school football game I ever covered for Star Community Newspapers.
Got stuck on an elevator.
It was Allen against Richardson, and the elevator did stop. But who I really felt bad for was it was me, a bunch of guys from the coaching staff, and then this like high school girl. And I just felt really bad that like, cause you know, she was pretty small and all of us other bigger people, probably not the greatest smell in the world in that elevator. And I just felt really bad for her.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.